The Sports Cast, January 7th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to in all our channels, Periscope, no, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. We're on Instagram, so hit that subscribe on Instagram if they do subscriptions. And, of course, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please hit the subscribe, leave a review. It'll help us out tremendously. We have about a lot of subscriptions lately, so good things happen that. And also, you can listen to us on your smart speaker, the Alexa. Yes, if you're an Alexa fan, if you have it in your house, download the skill, the Sportscast. It's there. You can listen to us 24/7 and things like that. And also download our app. If you're an app person, download our Sportscast app. You can get the latest, hear the radio, hear the podcast, all there. Anyways, this is my first show since COVID. I had COVID last week, and I'm back at it. First show of the year, stronger than ever. Got some antibodies in me, ready for the NFL playoffs, and, of course, Week 18. Ryan Krista is joining us all the way from upstate New York. I believe he got snowed in today. Welcome back. Ryan?
Oh, I'm here, Sandy. I'm here, San Diego. How are you, everybody?
Ryan Krista, how's the weather up there? Have you been snowed in yet?
Not yet. I haven't got too much snow yet, just a little bit. So we're due for a big storm here sooner or later.
It's coming. Maybe on time for the playoffs.
Yeah, that would not be a bad thing to be snowed in watching the playoffs. That's for sure. Spend that time with you in my life.
Exactly. Okay, so before we get into the NFL Week 18 predictions and scenarios, your thoughts on Antonio Brown, who got cut by the Buccaneers officially yesterday after walking out of the field against the Jets. What are your one-minute thoughts on that?
I mean, he is who he is. He's a ticking time bomb. So, I mean, he was bound to do something, you know. Track record said he was bound to do something like this. So, I mean, he's got his side of the story. The Bucs got their side of the story. And, you know, Bucks are ready to move on. And, they take a chance on it, and that's what happened. So, hope for the best that he gets the help he needs, because obviously something's not right with him.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see how things go with him, of course. Potentially he could get signed to another team. Do you think his NFL career is over?
Yes. At least for the near future. And, you know, he's not young, so maybe the USFL. I don't know. We'll see.
That's right. USFL just hired a few coaches this week, didn't they?
Yeah, we're ready to rock and roll here pretty soon.
I forgot they existed. I was too focused on the XFL.
Yeah, I mean, this is a merger, you know, with USFL and XFL, you know, hopefully to make, you know, one strong league, so...
Sounds good. Okay, so before we head into predictions, let's look at the playoff scenario. The AFC, Ryan, the Ravens can clinch. If they win, Chargers lose, Indiana loses, and Miami loses or ties. What are the Ravens' chances of making it?
Pretty small, I think, Santiago. they're just in a tough spot right now, so...
Injuries definitely have guided.
You're depending on the Jaguars to win, so I mean, that's all you need to know.
Buffalo, they can clinch the AFC East division title, Ryan, if they win, of course, or New England loses, or Buffalo ties and New England ties.
Yeah, so I mean, you're playing the Jets at home, so it seems like a slam dunk, you know. You're withstanding in the way of a division title, a home game, you know, last week of the season against the Jets. So.
But it came close for the Patriots and the Bills, didn't it, this season?
Yeah, you know, the Jets were going to give everything they got. I think, you know, Rob Asala, they're not really winning a lot of games this last month or so of the season. They seem to be, you know, clicking a little bit more than they were early on in the season and playing hard. And it's not going to be easy, but, I mean, Buffalo's got too much talent and too much to play for, so.
Cincinnati Bengals, the Joe Burrows and Jamar Chase having a great tandem. Not an accident, of course. They did go to college together. They can clinch the AFC number one seed and a first round bye. First round week off. If they win, Tennessee Titans loses, the Chiefs lose, New England lose or tie, or Cincinnati wins, Tennessee loses, Kansas City loses, and Buffalo wins. What are the chances for the Cincinnati Bengals to finish first place in the AFC?
I don't think it's going to be great. It doesn't look like Joe Burrow is going to play. You know, he's hampered by a little bit of an injury he had last week. I mean, the scenario you said is a long list of things that happened. So I think they're going to take their chances, you know, and play out, you know, who they're going to, you know, keep healthy for going into the playoffs. So, you know, I don't like their chances. I mean, obviously, the Browns aren't playing, you know, with Baker Mayfield, but small chances, you know what I mean, depending on a lot of things that happen. So.
Of course, Baker Mayfield is going to have surgery this month on his shoulder.
But
so
I will say this, though, Sandy, you know, you're looking for a Kansas City loss. You know, the Kansas City plays tomorrow. So I think if Kansas City wins, you're going to definitely see them rest even more players, you know, knowing that there really isn't anything that they could be playing, you know, in the sense of, you know, winning that, going into that number one seed.
Kansas City plays the Denver Broncos, a team very familiar with Ryan Krista. The Indianapolis Colts have not clinched a playoff berth yet, but they got to do it by them winning, or they tie, or the Chargers loses, Baltimore Pittsburgh ties, or Chargers loss plus Pittsburgh loss plus Miami loss. I mean, win.
Yeah, so, you know, they're going to do okay. Yeah, like we said before, they play the Jaguars. Again, same thing I deal with the Bills. You know, you're at home against, you know, poor team. You know, you just got to take care of business. And then they're not home, right, in Jacksonville, which actually, Santiago, I think they've lost like 4 or 5 straight years in their own Jacksonville, which is kind of weird. But still, I mean, just get it done in Indianapolis, and I'm sure they will.
It's a game they cannot take lightly. It is a win you're in scenario. The Kansas City Chiefs can clinch the number one seed, Ryan, and the first round bye and home field advantage with them winning against the Broncos. Tennessee loses or ties, or Kansas City ties with Denver and a Tennessee Titans loss.
I mean, yeah, you know, Santiago, you know, they're hot. You know, they stumbled a little bit last year against the Bengals. But, I mean, you just – they're playing really well, Santiago, you know. I think they'll be okay. You know, like, you know, Denver, nothing to play for, you know, a little bit of pride. But when you're motivated and you're going against, you know, teams like that, you know, they should be okay against Denver tomorrow.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
You know, depending on, you know, Tennessee, who's going against Houston. So, you know, that sense, you know, you would think Tennessee would be okay against Houston. Tennessee, you know, Santiago, I really thought they were struggling, you know, for a couple weeks without Derrick Henry. But
they've grinded out.
They're picking up pace there. Yeah, you know. They're peaking a little bit again, and then they're getting Derrick Henry back here for the playoffs. So things are looking good.
And he has another week for, if they clinch the number one seed, another week off, the bye week. So, but hey, Henry's Henry. The offense will run through Henry. So this is very good for the Titans. Winning that number one seed, which I did not see that coming. I thought it was going to be Buffalo or Kansas City, but hey. The Raiders can clinch a playoff berth if they win against the Chargers, which that game on Sunday night is big. Yeah. Whoever wins that game will go to the playoffs between the Chargers, or they can tie and then Indianapolis loss, or Indianapolis loses, or Pittsburgh loss. This game is bigger than we think.
Huge game, Santiago. When the NFL revamped this last week of scheduling, they're looking for a matchup, a winning go in. So this is basically the first round of the playoffs, Santiago, Sunday night in Las Vegas. So I think it's going to be a really fun matchup, you know. two teams that are good but flawed. So, and these two teams I don't think are championship contenders, but they're looking to make that progress. Especially the Chargers. I think the Chargers are, you know, with young quarterback Justin Herbert, you know, building this roster, not just for this year, but building for the future on both sides of the ball. I really strong feelings, you know, for this team.
Who do you think works better under pressure, a Herbert or Derek Carr?
Well, I mean, with that being said, I don't – the young Justin Herbert, you know, every time you think he's turning a corner, you know, and he's, you know, he does something, you know, you like scratches your head. It is nothing but scary. You know, he's a great kid, you know, good character and all that, but he just makes some puzzling decisions on the field at times, but he's got that crazy arm strength. And I mean, if I had to pull, yeah, I might go with the Raiders for this game.
No way.
Definitely a future. Yeah.
I believe the Chargers are the favorite to win this match.
It's close, yeah. But, I know it's in Las Vegas, but, you know, Los Angeles, both of these teams struggle to have home field advantage in the sense of when they play there at their home stadium, it's usually a mixed crowd anyways. But it'll be interesting to see what the field, you know, if a lot of Raiders fans are there.
Patriots. Chances for them to clinch the number one seed?
Very slim.
Very slim. Yeah. We can move on from that.
Again, I think, you know, they're just, you know, get in the playoffs, you know, so even to win the division is slim because, again, you have to depend on Buffalo losing to the Jets, so.
Hey, scenario that I think Bill Belichick wants, they want to meet the Bills in the first round and beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
They had their number the first time in Buffalo, but you know what?
Exactly.
2 weeks ago, the Bills definitely took a chip on them in Foxborough. So, I mean, Patriots definitely building for the future. They're, you know, but, you know, the Bills might be peaking, so I feel like they're a year ahead of the Patriots, so. If they were to play in the playoffs, I think the experience that Josh Allen had last year will take him over the top of Mac Jones. But
rookie
we'll
Mac Jones. Pittsburgh Steelers, last game, Roethlisberger this past Monday, last regular season game at Heinz Field. They can clinch a playoff berth, Ryan, if they win against the Ravens, which is very possible, but the Colts have to lose, and the Raiders and the Chargers does not end in a tie.
Weird scenarios, in Jack.
Which
the Steelers are. I mean, this is a game where you're like, I know this was weeks and weeks ago, but it comes back to bite them not beating the Lions in regulation, Santiago, or in overtime. You know, if they beat the Lions, you know, they're in a good position to make the playoffs. But, it's one of those things you just got to control your control of your Steelers, and that's beating the Ravens. So after that, you know, you're like nothing you can do other than just hope and pray.
NFC Packers have clinched the number one seed. Ryan, are you a believer that the Packers are the best team in the NFC? I've been seeing them just grinding them, grinding some games lately. But what do you? What are your thoughts over the Packers being the number one seed of the NFC?
You know, they're definitely. Like, I think it's helped. I don't know, but they're definitely a flawed team. You know, they kind of live and die by Aaron Rodgers, Santiago. You know, there's been a lot of games where it comes down the wire against marginal teams, and you're like, I thought they'd beat them by a lot more. But I know they took a statement last Sunday night against the Vikings, but. I don't know if I'm sold on the Packers.
Me either. Not convincing, but they do have home field advantage up in Lambeau, which is a tough place to play.
Absolutely, Santiago. Because then, you know, you're looking at the playoff teams in the NFC. Dallas probably not going to play well in the cold weather. Tampa Bay, well, they did last year. But
Tampa Bay beat them. Lenny Fournette.
Yeah. Arizona, not used to the cold. Los Angeles. Probably not. Nice. Philadelphia probably the only team in the playoffs. And you're like, they could really go up to Lambeau and win that cold weather game.
Correct. That's kind of similar-ish. Not, I mean, Green Bay's a little bit colder than Philly, but it is kind of similar-ish. Close-handed. Okay, NFC West division title is on the ranks here. Cardinals can clinch it, or the Rams. Arizona can clinch it if they win, which they play against Seattle, which have been struggling, and the Rams losing. Rams are playing the San Francisco Niners this weekend. Pretty much whoever loses, wins, goes, and clinches the NFC West. What's going to happen there, Ryan?
First, we'll start with, you know, Cardinals and Seattle. Like you said, Seattle's kind of limping here to the finish line. They got some question marks. Will be answered very soon, you know, with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll addressing the organization. But just this game, Arizona flexed a lot last week, Santiago, against the Cowboys. You know, I really thought when Cliff Kingsbury came in the draft of Kyler Murray that they were going to be a very finesse football team. But watching them, you know, several times the last couple of years, this is a physical football team. You know, they want to win the line of scrimmage. They want to, you know, run the ball, you know, especially now without Hopkins. You know, they don't have, you know, that star wide receiver. You know, they're a much different team, you know, and they have a really good defense. With that being said, you know, I think they'll take care of Seattle. The interesting game of the day, I think, you look at one game in each conference, you see the Raiders and Chargers being the marquee game in the AFC, NFC. I really excited to see this 49ers-Rams matchup, Santiago. Two teams that played a couple, you know, a month ago, and really the low point of the Rams season, they just acquired Odell Beckham, you know, and Von Miller, but they just were flat. They got all physical, and I think the Rams are making a statement, or trying to make a statement, you know, to win the division, being a team that they've lost to five straight times. So it's going to be a blowout fight, you know, in SoFi Stadium Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that Rams and San Francisco game is big because San Francisco needs to win and beat the Rams to clinch a playoff berth.
Yeah, I mean, you want to control your own destiny, and then, you know, obviously they can get in, I think, you know, with the New Orleans loss, but you don't want to control that. You want to do it. You take care of your own business.
Exactly. Big lot of playoff scenarios, of course. Ties, that barely happens, rarely happens. I mean, there might be one draw, I guess, per season. So a lot of scenarios going on. Some could control their own destiny when you're in. A couple of games to look at this weekend. Anyways, we're going to lay out the whole pie. Ryan, are you ready to predict NFL Week 18, the first Week 18 ever in NFL history?
Let's do it. Thank you, Aga.
Let's do it. All right, let's start the game. Kansas City visits Denver Broncos. Ryan, will this be an upset, or Kansas City is going to go in there hard?
I think Denver will play hard. I think, you know, I guess we'll see how much they really want to play for Vic Fangio. When they lose, they'll probably be his last game.
You think so?
But I think Kansas City, yeah, you know, it's time to move on, Santiago. I mean, yeah, they brought in, you know, here, I have nothing against Vic, you know. Team mostly plays hard for them, but they you got to get to the next level, man. That's all, Santiago. You can't go 3 years, you know.
Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson for Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen, Santiago. It's either going to come through free agency, a trade, or the draft. There will be a new quarterback in Denver. There will be a new coach. That makes sense. You know, you bring in a new GM last year. But let me say this, Santiago. We drafted excellent this year. You know, I know we didn't get – we were
– Micah Parsons.
Defense, but yeah. Well, we didn't get Micah Parsons. That was the Cowboys. Patrick Surtain Jr.
Patrick Surtain, I get mixed up with the two. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he's been great, you know, San Diego. But, our, you know, especially losing players, the injury, the COVID, you know, the players we drafted, they're just filling in right away, you know. I'm really excited for the future of this team, but, you know, we got weapons on the offense. We just need somebody to get them the ball.
Well, there you go. That's our little Bronco recap of their 21-22 season. Let's go into the Dallas Cowboys, who lost against the Cardinals, which I think they just lost by 2-3 points, is going to Philly. I don't know if they can move the needle up. I think they're in like the
Horse seed,
but I think they can move up a bit. What's going to happen in Philadelphia?
I think it'll be a hard-nosed, low-scoring game. Not sure the weather is going to be a factor in this game or not, but like you said, Philadelphia's got a little bit more to play for, so they're going to give them the edge. This is a team I think a lot of people left for dead in the middle of the season, left Jalen Hurts to dead. They're resurrected, you know. It went from the beginning of the season where they were very aggressive throwing the ball a lot. But, the last, couple months of the season, they've led the league in rushing. Really turned the way they play the game, shorten the game, run the ball. You know, they're one of the hottest teams, but not the hottest team in the NFC right now.
Another NFC East matchup, Washington football visiting the New York Giants, who are planning to get a new GM. Will Joe Judge show his best, or will Washington finally get to a win after two or three losses already?
Santiago, the last game, hopefully known as we have to call this team the Washington Football Club. So
it could be the Washington Admirals.
But other than that, we'll see. This is just a bad matchup, Santiago. I'm going to Washington because I think New York can start from a quarterback, and it's not going to be a pretty game.
In the Meadowlands. Cincinnati Bengals, as Ryan said, Joe Burrow is sitting out this weekend, going up against Cleveland, which I believe Baker Mayfield will be sitting out as well. They are. Two of the backup quarterbacks will be going at it. What's going to happen in Ohio?
I'm actually going to go with the Browns in it, Santiago. I think they send the state. I know that I think the Bengals ultimately rest a lot of players, especially Kansas City does beat Denver. I think they go ultra conservative in this game. I think Cleveland has really nothing to lose, and they're going to lay it out there. So I think Cleveland wins this game.
Case Keenum is playing, which you're very familiar with.
Yeah, all too familiar, Santiago.
Anyways, Case Keenum, we'll see what happens there. Cleveland wins. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. This will be Roethlisberger's last game as a Steeler. What's going to happen in Baltimore?
I think the Steelers come out on top. I think they're playing just better as a team in Baltimore. Devastating loss to the Rams last week. Really took their playoff chances, away. So other than miracle, both these teams need a miracle to get it. But when it comes to, Pittsburgh wins this game.
Will Roethlisberger play in another jersey, or you think this is it? This is finale, period.
I have a feeling he retires, but I don't even know what the Steelers are going to do. They're kind of in the Broncos, market. What are they going to go after? Which way are they going to quarter their next quarterback? I don't think he's on the roster right now. Let's just say that.
Another maybe easy game. Packers at Detroit. Packers have clinched it. Are they going to win this, or will they give Detroit another win column here?
I think this is a game I look at. I don't know. Green Bay has little no motivation in this game. Other than, they have a week off next week, so they'll probably play their starters a little bit. So I think Detroit plays hard, and I think I'm going to go Detroit to win this game.
Detroit wins it. Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Historically, Jacksonville does well against Indianapolis. Tough place for the Colts. Will we see more Jonathan Taylor and Wentz going at it, or will Jacksonville be the spoiler?
No spoiler this weekend. I think Colts roll pretty big.
Colts win big. And Jacks, Chicago at Minnesota Vikings. I believe both these teams are out. What's going to happen in Minnesota?
One of those games like that, Washington and the Giants, little nothing to see here other than, evaluating players on the roster. So Kirk Cousins is coming back to play this game, so I'm going to go with the Vikings to win this game.
Seeing what you have in the bench, Tennessee Titans at Houston. Tennessee needs to win to maintain and hopefully get that number one seed, which they might will, because Houston is not that bad, but they do have Rex Burkhead.
they had a great win a couple weeks ago against the Chargers, and last weekend played the 49ers tough, but they just ran out of gas. But that thing, I didn't kind of see too much to play for when this game.
Nashville, Nash Vegas, the Saints. What a Saints. Going to Atlanta, which Atlanta's been playing well. They played a good game against Buffalo. Will Matty Ice clinch his last game? For this season, and not his last game with Atlanta. But what's going to happen with this divisional matchup?
I would definitely not pull those conclusions. He'll be Patrick Willen, and there's another guy whom they may look to unload on somebody at the end of his career. You know, where he wants to go to winner, but that's off-season topics. New Orleans needs this game. New Orleans wins this game.
Who wins, the Saints or the Falcons?
Saints. Yep, Saints.
The Saints. Interesting. I think Ian Book is playing, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Or they swung back. I don't know if Trevor Siemian's healthy or Taysom Hill. They're off the COVID list. So we'll see who's. To me, it doesn't really matter. I think the Saints are. They played real. They're one of the best defensive teams this year, Santiago.
Yeah.
They just need a little bit of help from the quarterback.
And they got some Kamara action there. A weak, limping Seattle, as Ryan put it. Is going to Arizona, which they beat the Cowboys in Dallas. Arizona needs to win this game. Very doable. Ryan, is this a no-brainer?
Yeah, San Diego Cardinals won this game for sure.
Nothing to talk about there.
Not a whole lot. I think we said it earlier. You know, Seattle, kind of limped here to the finish. You know, maybe the motivation is just Russell Wilson's last game with the Seahawks. Maybe he tried to I think it won't be a blowout. I just think Arizona just got too much to play for in the end.
Russell Wilson, Denver, or Giants? Where will you go?
Oh, I think he prefers Denver. But, the only alert is the Giants is playing in New York City. But
His wife is a singer. She wants to be in the East Coast.
I see this for Denver last year. They're bringing in a new GM to keep the coach. Vic Fangio. He's really, what could he done this year? it was basically get deep in the playoffs or you lose your job. Joe Judge, you've seen 3 years of this. I don't know why they're not getting rid of him also with fresh start with the GM, but that's just my personal opinion.
Would you take Jim Harbaugh to Denver?
I really think that's a possibility, Santiago.
I heard he wants to go to the Raiders.
That was his first job out of, after his playing career was over, he was a passing coordinator for what was then the Oakland Raiders. I think he's got his sights set up. I don't know what Las Vegas is doing, the interim coach is really kind of rallied the troops in a really weird season. So we'll see what Ray Mark Davis and, Mike Mayock want to direction to take the Raiders.
If not, you got Doug Peterson as plan B. Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Bills need to win this just to get things a little bit more comfortable. What's going to happen in the Ryan Wilson Stadium? Yeah, what's going to happen there?
The Bills, big early, big game.
One positive thing about the Jets this season, Elijah Moore. Good season, good player.
When he's on the field, this, like I said, the way they kind of finished the season is definitely a positive note for this organization. I think Wilson's playing well at quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a little bit of a game early on, but I just eventually there's a part of a game in a game like this where one team just doesn't have the will to fight for 60 minutes, and I think that's going to happen to the Jets.
Carolina Panthers visit Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No Antonio Brown. Is Tampa Bay going to sweep it?
I do think that, we'll see the mood in Tampa, how they play, weird week. Great win. Again, the Jets, almost pulled off a huge upset last week against the Buccaneers. We'll see how they rally, against Matt Rule, who's also fighting for his job in Carolina.
They had to grind things out in New Jersey Jets. Brown didn't post any of your text messages between him, right? You and him?
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Okay, because I know you have his number. You text frequently with him. New England at Miami, a lot on the line, I think, for Tua. Of course, question marks for him. There is Deshaun Watson. Patriots need to win, you know, have some cushion for the playoffs. What's going to happen? Will this be Tua's last game as a Dolphin?
I don't think this team decides his future because, you know.
Oh, trust me. If you listen to Miami radio, it sounds like it.
It's, you know, it's a very weird team in terms of that. You know, they, you know, it's not horrible 1-7. They go on this great run. You have one bad week and the season's over. It's like people forget about the run. They just want to end up. You know, I mean, Miami, I think this, I've always dreamed of, you know, days of Dan Marino, glitz and glamour offensively, and since then, I don't think they've had that. So, you know, they've had some good teams, but it has kind of been in spite of the quarterback playing out because, and I think that's how they feel about Tua, you know, winning despite him, not because of him.
Tua can't win in cold weather.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm worried about that this week. I think it's interesting, you know, I mean, this is the first week of season, you know, the Dolphins snuck out this victory against New England, and I think, you know, that could be a reason that, you know, keeps New England out of, you know, winning the division. So we'll see if they have some revenge on him.
So New England wins?
Yes.
All right, a big game, as we talked about before, there. The Niners at the Rams. Gosh, this Rams team is looking good. Cooper Kupp, definitely one of the top players this past season. Are they going to finish off Matt LaFleur and the Niners in SoFi, best stadium in the NFL?
Oh, Matt LaFleur is the coach of the
Packers. Mike Shanahan, they all look the same. I'm sorry. I just recovered from COVID. This is what happens.
I was like, you're full of Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, but they all come from this. They all run the same offense, Santiago. So before Shanahan, they all come from, they're all trees of the Mike Shanahan offense back in the day.
Which was a former Bronco.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it'll be, you know, I think the Rams get revenge on the 49ers and put the 49ers season on night.
49ers does the upset.
Yes.
Interesting. Which I'm going to ask you a little bit later. Is Mike Shanahan one of the greatest Broncos coaches? But first, Chargers at the Raiders. I think it's the biggest game of the weekend in Las Vegas, Allegiant Field. Las Vegas has never seen so much spotlight besides the casinos. What's going to happen in Allegiant?
Like I said, I think this is the Raiders game to win. I think Justin Herbert's a better quarterback than David Carr, but David Carr, his experience will be the difference in this game.
Is it because the Broncos you don't like the Chargers more, or like what's the whole algorithm you put into this algorithm?
There's nothing. I dislike both teams. Yeah,
oh, okay, really. Yeah, they're equal. Equal opportunity.
Yes, I mean, when it comes to these three, you know, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. When they play, I'm watching Sunday night because it's an important game. Is, you know, I'm not watching Sunday night because I'm one team to win over more than the other team. So.
And my last question is: Mike Shanahan, one of the greatest Broncos coaches of all time?
Absolutely, 2-time Super Bowl winner. So yeah,
it's all because of him.
Yeah, he took him over the edge. I don't know, you know. Passing of legendary coach Dan Reeves, if I were the other guy, you'd look at being the great coach in Broncos history. But, you know, the difference is Mike Shanahan, who beat Dan Reeves in the last Super Bowl. Both are definitely top two for sure.
Top two. Looking forward to it. NFL Week 18 is this weekend. Looking forward to it as well. First week 18 in NFL history. You know, NFL hasn't added, I believe, a new week since in the mid-90s. So this is very historic and seeing more football. I like it, of course. I know there's a wear and tear issues with that, but it's okay. You know, NFL will find a way. They've done well with the COVID situation. I think I believe there's like 1 or 2 weeks they had to like shuffle some games around, but NFL has done a good job to keep the business open, keep the doors open, and I'm glad it keeps us at home sane, at least for me. And looking forward to the playoffs in 2 weeks. Only one team gets to have a week off, so things will get a little bit more squish. Before we go, Williams from Liberty University is going to the Senior Bowl. What's going to happen there, Ryan?
This is the biggest week for him and his other quarterbacks there, you know, because you're talking about quarterbacks fighting to get highly drafted. You know, obviously we'll also get drafted. He's going to be able to impress scouts enough.
Malik Willis. Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But, you know, we'll see. I think he right now is fringe, late first round, early second round. So we'll see what happens.
So late first round, early second round, is that your projection?
It's hard. You know, he's a ridiculously good athlete with an amazing arm. It's just honing in all the skills. And, you know, can he be accurate enough? Read defenses. So there'll be a lot going on, you know, between the combine and senior week to figure out his position.
Yeah, that could happen. Of course, combine or NFL pro days help out. It helps your value go up. Of course, that's what happened to Kyler Murray. No one expected him to be number one seed. I mean, number one pick.
Yeah, I mean, things like pro days,
they're going to go back to the combine or are they going to stick with, because of COVID, they want to keep things in pro days?
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be like, but pro days are usually rigged for success in the sense of, you know, you're running.
It worked out for Mac Jones.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot. Most evaluations done during the practice of the Senior Bowl, and that's why it's such an honor to go to the Senior Bowl because, you know, you get that special, you know, extra practice and people, not just the coaches that are there, but everything's filmed and seen. So we'll see. You know, I personally, you know, think he's in the first round would be a huge success and a big deal for Liberty University and, you know, the perception of the program. So
yeah, good for Liberty. It'll increase the recruiting resources. So hopefully that'll be, well, either way, it's going to be good anyways. National championship Monday night, Georgia versus Alabama in Indianapolis. Ryan, can Georgia tweak it to finally beat Alabama in a competitive playoff game? National championship.
Oh, I don't know, Santiago. I really thought they were going to win the last time, you know. SEC championship, you started so good, but things fell apart very, very quickly for Georgia.
But they did get the morale up when they beat Michigan, even though I know Michigan's really low in talent, but
yeah,
it might give them some momentum.
I think you look at that game, you know, everybody's like, that's going to be a close game, you know, because everybody's all they have in the back of their mind is watching that second half of Alabama just dominating Michigan.
Dude, Michigan, Cincinnati. Only Michigan scored a touchdown. Cincinnati didn't score anything.
Yeah, but I think Cincinnati looked like they could play with Alabama. It didn't look like Michigan could play with Georgia at all. In the end, Santiago, we got the two best teams in football, I think. So
yeah,
I think Georgia can do it though, Santiago. I've been thinking a lot about this, and I think this is their year.
Georgia Bulldogs wins by a field goal. It'll be close for sure. But hey, Georgia has a second chance. They got better talent, slightly better, but they need to show it on the field. One thing's on paper, but one thing's on the field. So we'll see what happens on Monday night. It'll be on ESPN, not ABC, ESPN. So it's an action-packed weekend, football, a Clásico as well, Barcelona-Real Madrid. I saw that on ESPN this morning. So a lot going on in the world of sports. Ryan Krista, any closing words and also your contact information so people can find out a recipe for your famous chocolate chip cookies?
I don't know if I'll put that on here, Santiago. But Mad Dog Report on Twitter is the best way to follow. We'll see what's cooking this weekend. Obviously, college basketball is heating up My Pittsburgh Penguins, San Diego, 10 straight wins in the NHL right now. That's pretty big.
That's pretty good, man.
And, yeah. And NBA, too, as you know, Kyrie's back.
Kyrie's back, had a good show, good performance yesterday. You can tell the difference. Of course, he's one of the best players in basketball right now, and Kevin Durant doing really happy about that. Ryan, will you be recording any games, or will you see the majority of the important games live?
NFL games, I'm probably mostly watch those live this weekend. Sundays ahead of miss depends what we're doing, you know. On the weekends, we're deep hopping around Western New York, enjoying some family time, and then you catch up at nighttime on sports. So
Ryan will make a way to watch a game, and finally, of course, when he records it, he does not know the score or anything. I'm not sure how he does it. I can't do that. I got notifications coming left and right, so I got to see these matches live.
Yeah, I just turn off all the notifications, Santiago. It's tough. I'm not going to lie.
You got to throw away your phone for me. All right, you can reach us at thesportscast.net. Listen to our radio in our smart speaker. Get the app, The Sportscast. Our Twitter, TheSportscast1. Also, our Instagram, TheSportscast1. We'll be live tweeting all throughout the weekend. Looking forward to a big weekend in the NFL. Also, college football. A lot going on. As Ryan said, college basketball, NBA, things are getting a little bit more heated. We've seen more G League players moving up in the ranks, getting the opportunity to potentially get a good stay there. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. You know, we're putting a close to the fall season here in college football. We're moving into the winter season, so, you know, focusing on, you know, basketball, but, you know, at the same time, we're heating things up in the NFL, you know. The
NFL.
Best time of the year right
now. Goes into mid-February, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah. Well, see, I'm really excited to see what happens in the NFL this weekend, you know, especially Week 18, you know, back scheduling. I'm excited to see what happens in that Raiders and Chargers game. So, lots to look forward to.
Now we know which game he was looking forward to, it, Raiders and Chargers. Anyways, we got to go, Ryan. I got to go pay some bills, and I need to go work. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. See you later.